Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is your newest episode of About Townshippers. I'm your host, Lexi Reed-Lassert, and today I have a phenomenal guest joining me, Simone Gullivan. She's one of our employees, colleagues here at Townshippers Association, so I wanted to have a chat with her. Sounds like she's in trouble, but trust me, she's not. She was just the most willing to come and be interviewed. So yeah, keeping on to our narrative, instead of taking a look into the future and how things have changed, I wanted us to take a step back and look at what we are and who we've been and talk about townshippers. So as I was saying, I have Simone Gullivan here with me today. So Simone, tell us a little bit about yourself and what is your role at Townshippers?
Hello, hello. So the last time you would have heard from me, I was coming to you from a different role at Townshippers as our bilingual coordinator. So since then, a few things have changed, including the fact that now I am working in the communications team with Lexi, actually, as our communication and program integration lead. So a little bit about me for those who aren't familiar, who haven't heard my voice here before. I'm a French-American, newly Canadian as of 1 year. I've been working at Townshippers for about a year and a half almost now. I started in April of last year, and I absolutely love it, and I love being part of the communications team.
So communication and program integration lead, that's pretty unique. Do you know what that means? No, I mean, what does that look like to you? What does that mean day to day? How does that connect the communications department to our programs?
Yeah, so it's so funny because previously in my past role as ERCC coordinator, that was also a mouthful, and it took me a while to even remember that role, enhancing regional community capacity. And now I have another role that I have to learn and that sometimes I struggle with. So I'm actually really happy that Lexi prepared notes and I could read them off, because if not, I'm not sure that I would have remembered my title. But yes, yeah, so communication and program integration lead in practice. Every day is different, really. And basically the reason that this role was created is because our team has grown so much over the past year, and we needed kind of like a middle person. I like to call this role like the quintessential middle child role, where I work between the communications team and the rest of our programs. So we have three programs: our health and social services, HSS, community and culture, which was previously ERCC. Tried to make it easier for people to remember what that is, so our community and culture team, and then GUIDE, which is our workforce integration team. So, you know, as we've grown, we've needed kind of that middle child to go between and make sure to share all of the wonderful things that we're doing in communications and make sure that they're, you know, doing what they need to do, and you know that we're making sure to tell the stories of everything that they're doing out on the road. So that's really kind of in practice what it is. Again, every day is different, but essentially the programs team, they'll reach out to me to help them share their stories, share what they're doing. And so, you know, some days that's me working on a brochure, some days that's me working with the rest of the communications team to work on some sort of advertising campaign. It really changes day to day.
Well, that sounds pretty exciting. And I think a lot of our community members have already seen you out and about at our Townshipper events. Are there any events that really stand out to you that you have some highlights or memorable moments from?
Well, actually, the first event that I attended as a townshipper was Lumière sur Farnham. Actually, that was with Lexi. It was... She's cheering in the background for those who can't hear and see. But yeah, so she... That was just a wonderful first event for me to be introduced to. You know, it was located in Farnham, close to Cowansville, and... it was just really an opportunity for us to see a different part of the community here in the townships. And I was able to go again this year. And what I really loved about the event, so last year, you know, being more of a newbie, stayed at the table, we did a really cool and fun activity that had a lot of kids coming to our table. But this year, something that I decided to do was venture out and actually go to all the other different organizations' tables. And that really allowed me to get to know the other organizations and people in the community. And I found that was so helpful because not only did it give me the opportunity to learn about those organizations and share that with the team, but for them to get to know Townshippers. So it was kind of like twofold. And since then, I've been trying to do that at other events too. I was at Friendship Day in Lenoxville, so did kind of the same thing, walked around, talked to the different organizations and the artisans, and bought a few too many things that I didn't need, but I'm not too upset about it. So I would say that was like my introduction into Townshippers. So it has like a special place in my heart.
I would also say that Lumière sur Farnham is one of my favorite events. And our little activity we had, it was like a glow in the dark. We were painting leaves on trees to represent all the Townshippers. And actually my most favorite part of that whole event, we had a game going where if you picked from the raffle the colorful Townshipper logo, you won a prize. And then just by chance, a set of twins came. And just by chance, both twins won the game. And just by chance, we only had one hat left to give, except for the one that was already on my head. So after miming to the mom of the twins, I looked at her and I was like, is it okay? And I took the Townshipper hat right off of my head and gave it to the twins. But, you know, it's better to have both of them happy than one screaming at Lumière de Farnham. We're supposed to be glowing, not getting upset, you know? But I think that's a really, really fun memory. Do you have any organizations that really stood out to you?
Great question. I will say before working at Townshippers Association, I didn't really know too much about the organizations that existed here in the townships. There are so many. We are so fortunate that there are a wealth of nonprofits and organizations for really anything you can think of. So I feel like that's kind of a loaded question because there's so many that I've discovered. I do kind of want to shout out, you know, in my previous work, working as like the bilingual coordinator, which is our mentorship program, that I really do like Language Meetup Sherbrooke. So they're an organization located in Sherbrooke where they organize events almost weekly, I want to say, where they will go out to restaurants, they'll go for walks around Lac des Nations, they'll do events together, and they'll speak different languages. So you could go one day and find someone who wants to speak German, or someone who speaks French, or someone who speaks Spanish. So I think it's a really great organization. I haven't really seen one similar to that in the past. And of course, it's kind of close to my heart because of the work that I did with our bilingual program. So, you know, I'll give them a nice little shout out. And then I also wanted to highlight an organization that we share our offices with in Sherbrooke, Mental Health Estrie. I think their mission and what they do is so important. And I had the opportunity to attend their annual general meeting last year where they were celebrating, I want to say 20 years. And it was just so phenomenal to see where they've come from and how they've grown and the work that they've done. And it was really born out of this, you know, need for this family to have resources for their child. And, you know, they saw the need in their community and they created it. And now it's thriving all these years later. So, and they're great neighbors. We enjoy having them in the building and it's just such a great resource to have. So definitely encourage anyone in the townships who is looking for support to go to them.
I think those are some fantastic shout outs. Mental Health Estrie, Language Meetups at Sherbrooke. So go check those out. You piqued my interest, actually. I don't know if everyone who's listening actually knows what bilingo is. So as the previous coordinator, do you have anything to share about it, highlights, or even just a general rundown of what it is? Soon I'll be having our new bilingual coordinator, Carol, on the radio soon, so stay tuned. But just to get a little scoop of what is bilingo?
I love this question. Bilingo was something that was very near and dear to my heart when I first started at Townshippers. So it's essentially our linguistic mentorship program. So how it works is we pair English speakers with French professionals to help them increase their level of comfort in speaking French. So, you know, it's very informal. we do try and pair people based on their interests, based on their backgrounds. You know, generally we're trying to pair people who have similar professions or are in similar fields, because the idea is for them to be able to have conversations and to build a vocabulary for things that are important and that are familiar to them. But how it works is, you know, we pair them up and then they spend, we try and say an hour per week chatting, whether that's in person or over the phone, over Zoom, anything like that. And then we also have events. So it's changing a little bit this year in that instead of having one cohort that runs the entire year, it'll be split into two. So there'll be two cohorts. I don't want to say anything wrong with the dates, so I will not try and share the dates. If you'd like to know the dates, you can visit our website at townshippers.org/bilingo, B-I-L-I-N-G-O, or visit us on, I'm laughing because it does kind of sound like when you're singing B-I-N-G-O, but also on Facebook, we're sharing about it as well, and Carol will be on the radio to share more details. But essentially, we're going to be having a cohort that starts in the fall and ends in December, and then we'll have one starting in January that will end around April, I want to say. So if that is of interest to you, essentially the commitment is to have an hour per week, and then we'll have events. And Carol has some really fun events planned for you all this year. I'm jealous. I want to participate. I want to be part of this cohort. So if that is something that is interesting to you, definitely check it out and, you know, look out for Carol's episode. I will say too, something from, you know, being part of the program last year that I loved to see was just the connections that were made between the people. And, you know, just seeing the friendships that formed. At our end of cohort event, we had a pair where, you know, she didn't have the best experience when she started. The mentee that she was paired with wasn't super active, and then she was repaired and basically found a best friend. And so she came to me, she was so giddy, she was so happy, she was like, you know, I went from having like the worst experience to the best experience, I have the best mentee. She helped her mentee find a job in a pharmacy. They would hang out outside of the hours that they were meant to be paired. It's just so beautiful to see, and I really encourage anyone who's interested, or, you know, they don't have to be perfect in their language, but to participate.
I love that recap of Bilingo. It makes me think of this funny anecdote. At our last open forum, we had a big discussion. We were inviting community members to come up and give their ideas about linking French speakers with English speakers. And this older gentleman got up on stage and he was very passionate about the idea of having Anglophones and Francophones date. Like, yeah, start dating, be together. So not to say bilingual is like a quick dating way to meet people, but you never know.
Friendship dating.
Yeah. Well, anyways, yeah, we'll focus more on like friendship day or something like that. But anyways, I think that'll move us back into, I think I'll move on to a song. I'll move away from the dating chat. Anyway, so the song of today is one of my most favorites. It's called Necessary Evil by Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
Necessary evil.
Speaking of dates, do you have a special place you like to go for coffee or dinner or even a sweet treat in the townships?
Well, I have a lot of answers to this question, but I will say one of my favorite coffee shops here in the townships is Virgin Hill in Knowlton. I love to thrift, and so a friend of mine sometimes will go into Knowlton to Karma, which is their thrift shop that they have in the basement of their church. And as you enter Knowlton, you pass by Virgin Hill. And so we always stop. It is such a cute spot. I love the way that they have set up the coffee shop, and they always have like fun seasonal items with maple and whatnot, blueberry. So that's always a great time. And then more locally where I live, I do find Faro is a good spot for a good coffee, either in Sherbrooke or in Lennoxville. And then I do have a very special place in my heart for Café 440, which is also in Sherbrooke. I think that they are an awesome spot. Last year they would do like art Sundays where you would be able to go and for free, you know, see whatever supplies they had and do art and just hang out with different people you didn't know and have a coffee and have snacks. And they do all kinds of community events. They had like a thrifting pop-up recently, so it was like the best of both worlds. So yeah, those are, I think, are my three coffee spots.
I should have guessed that you said Virgin Hill, because I remember when I was on my sick leave, I got a beautiful little package showing up at my door with a package of hot chocolate from Virgin Hill, as well as the most delicate, beautiful, cat-shaped teapot. So imagine, and Kurt, thank you to Simone, actually, for sending that. That made my entire health crisis a little bit more bearable, hot chocolate and a cat-shaped teapot, where you could really take the head off the top and then it pours out of the paw. Very, very cute. And speaking of arts and crafts, do you think we'll have any of that stuff at Tea Fest by chance? Maybe in our membership corner?
You tell me, Lexi.
So, speaking of T-Fest, this is coming up in September. We're almost in August already, so we're getting down to it. So we're planning on having a really fun VIP member corner. We're inviting you to bring your old swag so we can revamp it and have the new TA logo. So our new TA logo, if you've missed it, go check us out on Instagram at Townshippers. We've been unveiling it and showing it off to the community. And we would love for you guys to be rocking our Townshippers gear. So make sure to mark your calendars for T-Fest and come join us at our membership corner. Speaking of the new logo, how do you feel about that? Do you like our new logo? I love the new logo. Tell me your thoughts, Simone.
I don't think I'm allowed to say anything but I love it, but I do love it, actually. So, you know, it's a good thing. It's definitely something that, being part of the communications team, you know, I joined the team in April and so was kind of like thrown into this branding relaunch, but it's been so much fun and it's been keeping me busy, obviously, in the role that I'm doing with our programs, you know, making sure that they're equipped and have all the information they need and that they're using the logo correctly. Of course, there's going to be hiccups. Our previous logo was around for, you know, over 20 years. So, you know, we're still going to see it out in the wild. We're going to, you know, we have so much stuff with the old logo. So it's going to take some time for us to, you know, move over to this new branding. But I do love it. I think that the graphic designer who worked on it really did such an amazing job of capturing really like the essence of the townships in so many different ways. And one of my favorite parts of, we did like an internal branding launch, I think Lexi spoke about in the previous episode, but where the whole team got together and one of the things that we did is we asked the team to try and guess the different meanings inside of the logo. And they actually came up with others that hadn't been there, but that actually really fit. And one of them was that the logo looks like an open book. And something that we've been saying a lot around this new rebranding is that, you know, it's not the end of the book, it's just the start of a new chapter. And so I thought that was so beautiful that people were seeing that and, you know, visualized this open book idea. So yeah, I do really like the logo.
Did I tell you the other day I had, I don't know if you would call it a dream or a nightmare, because we've been trying to track down all the places our old logo is, right? So it was like I was seeing it everywhere on on poles with posters, and then it got to the point it was like Batman signaled in the sky, like a giant TA sun logo in the sky. So yeah, the logo launch has been weighing on me, but I'm so thankful for our new look. I'm so thankful for the new gear we have, and I'm getting ready to have some more membership contests and fun ways for our member community to receive this merchandise. And if you're not familiar with our membership base, Townshippers Association actually does have a nice membership program. You can always go on our website, townshippers.org. It's $10 for the whole year, you only pay once, and you get VIP invites to different events, to different contests, as well as our Insider Scoop member newsletter. So make sure to look at that on townshippers.org and become a member today.
Speaking of like giveaways and things, I do want to just do a little shout out to our partners, because currently internally we're doing a bit of a game competition, our brand bingo, where we've basically challenged our team to, you know, find the logo out in the wild or use the new branding and something, you know, just trying to get our team on board and excited about it. And so one of the tasks was to reach out to our partners to get them to update their logo. So I apologize in advance if you've gotten many emails from the team. It's for a good cause. It's for them to get some new merch. But so if you get many reminders, that's where that's coming from. Apologies in advance.
So with all of that being said, I think my last question is, since we're moving into the end of summer, what is a hidden gem you want to go visit before we start moving into autumn?
Well, I actually, so the question you had after this one, which is if someone was visiting the townships for the first time, where would you send them? I thought those worked kind of beautifully together because my little sister is coming to the townships in August. Not her first time, but the last time she was here was in the winter, and it's been quite a few years. So I'm really excited to have her come in the summer. And a place that we're going to go that I've actually never been to, even though I've been in the township since 2013, is Foresta Lumina. So I'm super excited to go check that out with her. You know, she loves to hike. Who doesn't like Quaticook and then going to the Quaticook ice cream? So I think we're going to go check that out. So, you know, stay tuned if I recommend it after we go.
Wow, it seems like you're super into glowing events, Simone. You love just being neon and putting your glow out there. Oh boy, actually that was what I was gonna say, because I've never been, but I've seen stuff about it and it seems really cool. So maybe that could be our next team bonding trip. So anyways, thank you so much for joining me today, Simone. I invite all of our listeners to follow us on our social medias at Townshippers, and I will see you next week for our next episode. I'll leave us off with one more song here. I'm going to leave us with This Must Be the Place by the Talking Heads, because this must be the place, the townships. Thank you for listening, everybody. This has been Lexi Reed Lassert on About Townshippers. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of About Townshippers. To stay connected with what's happening in the community, follow Townshippers Association on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. We share event updates, community highlights, and plenty of ways to get involved. You're also welcome to stop by our offices at 3355 College Street in Lenoxville. We'd love to see you, and we have a variety of helpful resources available on site. About Townshippers airs every Tuesday at 10 a.m. on CIDI 99.1 FM and CGMQ 88.9 FM, and again on Thursdays at 1 p.m. on CIDI and 4 p.m. on CGMQ. During our special summer series, each episode airs 2 weeks in a row, so if you miss it 1 week, you can catch it the next.